Jackson Township police have made an arrest in a shooting that sent one person to the hospital. Officers responded to a report of shots fired in the 5600 block of Lassiter Street Northwest on the night of May 24th. Police say two cousins were arguing when one shot the other twice in the leg. The victim was taken to Mercy Hospital. A warrant was issued Thursday for 23-year-old Christian Huggins. He was arrested later the same day. He was booked into the Stark County Jail on a charge of felonious assault. A Washington Township man died in a mowing accident Sunday afternoon. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 68-year-old Leo Meidlinger was mowing at his property in the 11,000 block of Beach Street when the mower rolled down a bank and overturned into water. He was pinned under the vehicle until deputies and paramedics rolled the vehicle off him. Meidlinger was pronounced dead at Alliance Community Hospital just before 4 o'clock. The Sheriff's Office has asked the Canton Metro crash team to help with the investigation. Timothy Graham has been named president of Industrial Motion at the Timken Company. The move is effective immediately. Graham was also named an officer of the company. He was most recently vice president for engineered bearings and has been with the company since 2003. Timken president and CEO Richard Kyle says Graham's broad experience, expertise, and passion for strengthening our company will enable us to further scale and accelerate profitable growth for our industrial motion business. Graham replaces Christopher Coughlin, who is retiring after 41 years with the company. A 54-year-old man and a 53-year-old woman are dead after what authorities believe was a murder-suicide at a Dover Township home. Tuscarawas County Sheriff's deputies were called just after 1:30 Sunday to the home in the 2000 block of Gordon Road Northwest. The 911 caller told dispatchers she was preparing for a graduation party for another person living at the home when she heard gunshots. She said the man, who also lives at the home, shot his wife, then shot himself. The graduation party was set to begin elsewhere on the property, a couple hundred yards away from the home, and the honoree was not home at the time of the shooting. Tuscarawas County and Stark County Coroner's offices are investigating, since the man died in Tuscarawas County and the woman died in Stark County. Two people were killed in Tuscarawas County when a motorcycle hauling a camper trailer overturned and slid off the roadway. According to the Highway Patrol, 44-year-old Jill Morris of Urecksville was a passenger on the motorcycle and was pronounced dead at the scene by the Tuscarawas County Coroner's Office. Troopers later said the driver of the motorcycle also died. He was identified as 47-year-old Keith Morris of Urecksville. The crash happened shortly after 8 Sunday evening on eastbound Route 250 in Goshen Township. Neither person on the motorcycle was wearing a helmet at the time of the crash, which remains under investigation. A standoff ended peacefully in Tuscarawas County Sunday afternoon. Sheriff's deputies were called to a Schneider's Crossing Road address just after 3 o'clock for a 26-year-old man threatening to harm himself. Sheriff Orvis Campbell said the man had been at a dispute earlier in the day and had possibly threatened a neighbor. Deputies were told there could be weapons in the house. After hearing loud noises from inside the house, deputies forced open the door. The man surrendered after being threatened with deployment of a canine officer. He was taken to the Tuscarawas County Jail. A man who pleaded guilty to assaulting a woman wants to withdraw his plea. 38-year-old Whittington Davis of Warren pleaded guilty in April to felonious assault and obstructing official business in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He made the request Friday before Judge Anthony DiPolito. Davis was arrested last July 6th for an attack on a woman 4 days earlier. The woman was thrown to the ground and suffered an injury to her wrist. Davis withdrew a guilty plea in February, electing to stand trial. He's awaiting sentencing in a separate case on a federal gun charge. A woman arrested after harboring the suspect accused of shooting two Mifflin Township police officers Wednesday. 31-year-old Jayla Call was charged with obstruction of justice and tampering with evidence. Call made her first court appearance today. A judge set bond at $250,000. Franklin County SWAT and the U.S. Marshals Task Force tracked the shooting suspect, identified as 21-year-old Devontae Dixon, to an apartment on Thelma Drive in Obetz. When they arrived, Call walked out and approached the officers. She was transported to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office for an interview. Call reportedly admitted Dixon was at her home for several hours and she was aware he was a fugitive. Dixon fired several rounds from the residence before barricading himself inside. He was found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dixon transported to a hospital in critical condition Friday night. Method used by some Ohio prisons to prevent drugs from being trafficked through the mail is being challenged in court. The Ohio Justice and Policy Center filed suit May 6th against senior managers of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction over the screening of mail between inmates and their attorneys. The practice is intended to secure illegal mail and ensure contraband does not enter. The policy was introduced in the winter and spring of last year at four of the 28 prisons overseen by the state. The lawsuit alleges the policy has resulted in at least one confirmed instance of a staff member reading an inmate's legal mail, which was copied out of the incarcerated person's presence. Drugs known as K2 or spice, a synthetic cannabinoid, can be sprayed onto paper, incorporated into ink, and otherwise concealed within mail. Therefore, many prisons have moved to photocopying mail.